This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. The home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the home of Reformation, and all of that other stuff. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I have questions. I'm sure you guys have questions too. Everybody's a little nervous about the coronavirus. I'm not as nervous about the coronavirus, but to go and get some answers, I decided to go to the one guy I know who's equally at home pulling a weapon and dealing and repelling as he is with, actually, he's more at home putting people back together. That would be the Dark Angel. That is Kerry Davis. Good evening, sir. Have we got Kerry? Are you there now?
I'm here.
Did you hear my question?
I did not.
So, you know what? Let's talk about coronavirus. Now, this is something that in your profession, because you're one of those field medics that. What do you think of it?
Well, I mean, honestly, could it get bad? Yeah, I mean, it could get bad, but I'm not an infectious disease nurse, so
right.
I'll preface it with that. I'm not, I've been in the medical field for 17 years. I've been a nurse for 17 years. I've been in the medical field for 28, but, could it get bad? Yeah, it could get bad. But if you follow CDC and what they're saying and what all these infectious disease specialists are saying, people are like, oh, it's a 3.5% mortality rate. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But that's for the very old and infirm, or the ones with a lot of comorbidities going on with it. The majority of us are, if we get it, and there's a high probability we could all get it, some of us may have already gotten it. It's going to present like a bad cold, you know, some fever, low grade fever, body aches, respiratory stuff, and then it's going to be gone. But you know, there's going to be a lot of people that get it and don't even realize they had it, and then are going to already be recovered. And even right now, the numbers of people who have been diagnosed and the number of people who have recovered it's climbing the number of people who have recovered, and and healthy people with other stuff that without any comorbidities, you know, the fatality rate's going to be, they said, they estimated it's around 0.2%, something like that. So that's fairly small. And even still, are those numbers even correct? Because that all is based on, like you and I talked about earlier, diagnosed cases. You know, how many cases are actually going to be diagnosed? So, could it have a? I think the potential for it to be bad is more based on honestly, on the, and I'm not diminishing people's deaths because that's a big thing. People are losing loved ones and friends and family, but, you know, for like we're seeing it with businesses are going to be hurt. Kids are going to be pulled out of, their kids are being pulled out of school, you know, things like that. There's going to be other suffering out there besides that. For the majority of the population that gets affected by it, it's not going to be fatal.
Now, for this, is the big issue here with this that it's just, while it's nowhere near as lethal as just regular influenza, it is easier to catch, isn't it?
Very easy to catch. They were talking about the ease of transmission and the fact that the droplet particles can live on surfaces for up to 9 days. I mean, that's a long time, man. And if you've traveled in airports and things like that, people are nasty. I mean, people are just gross. I've seen guys come out of the bathroom stall and you know they weren't in there doing number one and just walk right out and not even wash their hands, not even look at the faucet. And so people are nasty, but so the transmission, the ease of transmission is scary. But the fact that it lives on the surfaces for several days, and the fact that incubation time is upwards of 2 weeks, you know, so you may have gone somewhere and didn't even realize you got exposed, and then bam, you know, you come down with it. So they've already got like 1 million kits out, and there's supposed to be several million more being done by the end of the week, test kits. So, you know, the big thing I tell people is just follow the CDC's recommendations, their guidelines for universal precautions, hand washing, cover your cough, you know, cover your sneeze. If you have family or friends who have immunosuppressed or immunocompromised systems, or they're old and have, you know, anything going on with their lungs or anything like that, respiratory disorders, just stay away from them. You know, just give yourself, give them, let them have their own little quarantine or their own safe area, because the last thing you want to do is, like, as much as I travel, just like you, last thing you want to do is infect somebody.
Yeah. You know, once if somebody tests positive for coronavirus, right now it seems like they're just letting them ride it out.
Yeah.
Is there a treatment protocol for it yet, or?
There's not. I mean, it's a virus, so it's all supportive care. You know, I'd heard that they're finishing up a vaccine, that the vaccine is going to be available shortly, but that's based on that one strain. And I've also heard, I don't know what the basis of truth is, that there's a secondary strain of this, because like a lot of viruses, these things mutate and can cause different strains, just like the flu virus. You know, is it flu A or flu B? So yeah, for the most part, with any kind of viral illness, it's just supportive care to make sure that nothing progresses, because the biggest problem with this is when people start getting the respiratory issues, they get a viral pneumonia from it, they go into respiratory distress syndrome, they go into kidney failure things. Those are the two big things that they're seeing with the fatalities. It's usually due to either respiratory issues or renal issues.
Hold up there for me, if you would. Now, you've got a sale that you just started in conjunction with coronavirus. And how did you put it? I saw the ad. How did the ad copy read? Because I don't remember.
Well, it was actually in conjunction with the spring forward, the spring forward time. But, you know, like I wrote on their little ad today, I said, y'all are more likely to need a trauma kit than you're more likely to contract coronavirus. So get out there and get your med kit, get some training. Our coupon code is SPRING20. That's SPRING20. And you can go over to darkangelmedical.com and capitalize on that. So everything but training, because our training's already pretty low and you already get discounted price on kits there. But everything else is 20% off, and that's a big sale.
And for if you're out there and you're building a kit, you need a Dark Angel. You need a Dark Kit. Direct action response kit. You need one of those. Trust me when I say that. We'll be right back talking to the Dark Angel, Kerry Davis. This is Lock and Load.
Hunter.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are talking to the Dark Angel. And then it's Kerry Davis. You like that, don't you? The.
Well, that's better than what we were talking about earlier, the Dark Knight. I said, no, I'm not Batman.
Well, you know. I told you the context of that, though. Are you afraid I'm going to slip into it? Because if you do, then you just got to get up here and go, I'm Batman. So, you know, you can. I think you could pull that off.
I think I could pull that off.
I don't know. Michael Keaton is not exactly a basketball player, you know. I mean, he's
That's true.
So, talking about coronavirus now, somebody takes the same, does the same prevention that they would do for a for the flu. Is that pretty good protection against coronavirus?
Absolutely, man. It's what we in the medical field call universal precautions. And so, like, I've been reading the CDC guidelines on this stuff, and everything's the same. You know, it all falls in. If you're sick, you know, and you read the symptoms and, you know, don't diagnose yourself on Google, but go to the CDC, read what's going on. If you've had persistent cough, shortness of breath, things like that, definitely go get checked out. That's one of the big things right there is, you know, the shortness of breath, persistent cough, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you're sick, don't go around people. Don't travel needlessly. If you don't have to travel, then don't. You know, if you're immunocompromised, then definitely don't get around people and protect yourself from folks. So, yeah, the same type of prevention, the same type of precautions for flu are going to help folks with the coronavirus as well.
When people go out, do they need to mask up and wear a pair of rubber gloves and, you know, get into mop level four?
Well, I mean, I've seen that, and that's why it was one infectious disease doctor was like, hey, look, the mask is not going to, unless you're wearing an N95 mask, and you know that sucker's on there and sealed properly, and like, I've got a beard. N95 mask ain't going to work for me. Like, when I was at the hospital, and I had a beard, but, you know, we used N95 masks when we had tuberculosis patients, things like that, for droplet precautions, and ain't going to work. Yeah, it simply is not going to work. So N95 masks are a mask, you know, is we always say, well, that's for the people who are sick who have to, if they have to go out, you know, they need to be wearing a mask so they can cover their cough. That's more for your protection than theirs.
Right.
But, you know, unless you wrap yourself in a Tyvek suit and wearing a freaking positive air pressure, you know, mask and everything like that, chances are you're going to come in contact with something. So if you do, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. It's as simple as that. You know, hopefully nobody will sneeze on you, cough on you, anything like that. Cause the whole 6-foot rule is what they're talking about now, trying to minimize distance. And, you know, for some of us introverted extroverts, that's pretty easy to do because a lot of us don't like a lot of people anyhow. So, you know, or crowds, you know,
right.
Avoid crowds. Yeah. You know, that's the big thing. If you don't have to go out, don't go out, you know. That's plain and simple. And you don't need 9 million rolls of dang toilet paper either. You know, I mean, it's not a GI virus. It's like people are like getting a norovirus or something.
Is that why I'm saying, see, I went to Walmart yesterday, and I didn't go there to buy supplies to hunker down. But, like,
right.
we needed paper towels, which I just happened to be there when they were restocking the paper towels. But the kid was, he was fighting a losing battle. I said, just cut that pallet on and cut it loose and run.
Just run away, man. Run
yeah,
away.
Just back away slowly. Keep your eyes on us. And, you know, hand sanitizer, that's gone. And, you know, all that other stuff.
It makes me wonder if people were washing their nasty hands before this, Bill. I'm serious. It's like they got this sudden urge to be hygienic. I was like, y'all nasty. Y'all should have been doing this before now. You know, that's if you, I'm just saying, these are, I don't know.
See,
my mama taught me better, I guess.
Now, I've never seen what you go around the shows with, but like I had Jaeger at my James Jaeger at my booth at on Radio Row. James Jaeger at SHOT Show had like an industrial strength hand sanitizer strapped to his straps of his backpack. And he was, you know, washing his hands every time after he shook hands with anybody. He was
cleaning his hands. I do that, too. I'll shake somebody's hands, and while I'm talking to them, I'll better get a big smuts of hand sanitizer on there and you know, with at least 60% ethyl alcohol, you know, if you can't wash your hands, use hand sanitizer at least. But, yeah, I'll do it. I'll say, look, I ain't being rude, but I don't want to get anything. You know, in the last couple of shot shows I've gone to, the last three, actually, I've not gotten sick because I've been religious about my hand sanitizer regime. You know, and, you know, at least twice a day I'll splatter my whole body in it, set myself ablaze, and, you know, try to kill all the nasty.
Start over fresh, huh?
But I absolutely do agree with that, and it's basic hand hygiene. Don't touch your face. How many of us catch ourselves rubbing our nose, rubbing our eyes, you know, every day? You know, or if you're a fingernail chewer or something like that, it's really, if you think about it, if you stop and catch yourself doing it, you'll catch yourself many times a day doing that.
Yeah.
So it's just simple hand hygiene and those universal precautions. So like you said, if somebody's got the flu, same type of precautions because it's transmitted essentially the same type.
So the N95 mask that looked like a surgical mask, it had a little square over it with the filter on it. Since that's not going to seal up like your typical protective mask, is that of any use at all?
No. If you've got facial hair, the N95 mask is not going to seal. That's from my knowledge as a hospital worker. And anytime I had facial hair in the hospital, they're like, it came around time for our mask fitment and everything. That was once a year thing. If I had a beard during that time, they're like, well, you're exempt from it because we can't get a seal on your face with that mask.
Before we head into the next break, tell everybody about your sale you got going on. Tell them how to find you.
Yeah, man. Right now we have sprung forward into spring. So we want everybody to head over to darkangelmedical.com and use the coupon code SPRING20, SPRING20. And I'll give you 20% off everything on the website, training excluded. But as long as folks are buying. You know, that's what we're all about. And don't forget about our kit for life guarantee. If you use one of our kits to save somebody's life, let us know about it. Send everything back to us that you have not used, and we will repack it, inspect it, reseal it, and send it back to you with new components free of charge. That's kit for life.
And we'll talk about why that's so important and why a kit from Dark Angel is well worth your time and consideration. That when we get back. Talking to the Dark Angel, that is Kerry Davis. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota, John Hoeven, tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. So we've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level. So, yeah, very impressive.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus, and stocks are posting their biggest rally since 2008 after President Trump declared a national emergency, the Dow ending on a positive day, closing up 1,985 points to finish at 23,185. The S&P rose 230. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I am speaking with Kerry Davis. He is the Dark Angel. I don't know why. I've always called you that. Is it because of the way I'm saying it? I'm saying it now because it makes you laugh.
I don't know, but yeah, you've always said that. Yeah.
Let's talk about Dark Angel Medical now. Your kits, you have a variety of kits. Like I'm looking on the website right now. You have a headrest emergency deployment rig.
Yes, our header kit, our headrest mounted trauma kit.
So this mounts, I guess, on the back of your headrest, and it's really easy to get to because most people are going to be more likely to come up on a wreck with somebody really hurt bad than they are, say, being a gunfight, aren't they?
That is correct. Statistically speaking, yes. Now, it depends on where you live, too, I guess. You know, I mean, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, you know, I don't know.
Well, that changes with all other things. Now, how does this particular kit, for example, come equipped?
It basically comes equipped the same with the same products as our direct action response kit, the standard dart kit, our flagship kit. With the exception of the pressure bandage, we use a little flatter pressure bandage to go in there to enable it to have a little lower footprint. But you can get it. It comes standard with a pair of small shears and a cat tourniquet. You can get an extra cat tourniquet and a SWAT tee, or you can get soft tee wide tourniquets in there. However you want it. It's pretty modular, pretty customizable, and it's roughly around the same size as our visor kit that fits, aptly named on a visor.
Right.
So, but it's got a red pull handle, zippers on it, and so you can rip it off. It's hook and loop to the back of the headrest, and you just pull it off and get after it. Get your life saving on.
Now, the cat tourniquet. A lot of people would look at the cat tourniquet and say, "Well, you know, I don't really need one of those in combat." But I mean, like say in a car wreck, extremities get lacerated, don't they?
Correct. Yes, sir. And one of my good friends, Mike Rowan, he also works with me as an instructor. He actually used one of our Dark Angel Medical ankle kits and a soft tee wide just in the last year and a half to save a lady's life in Colorado Springs. She was her and her husband were going through an intersection and got T-boned on her side, on the passenger side, about 2 feet of intrusion into the passenger compartment.
Wow.
And that's a significant impact.
Yeah.
And there was a partial traumatic amputation of her right leg below the knee, tib fib sticking out. And to make it even better, she was on blood thinners. So it was a bloody mess. And him having a tourniquet there made the difference between her outcome not being so good.
Now, most people out there don't know what was found out in combat. As far as tourniquets were concerned, the cat tourniquet saved a lot of lives in combat. And
many.
You don't have to. That doesn't mean if you have to have a tourniquet that you're going to lose the limb. That was actually sort of an old wives' tale, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And, you know, a lot of that stigma came from the Civil War. I mean, that was when we started doing mass casualty protocols, things like that. And tourniquets were actually used to stop life-threatening hemorrhage then, but how long did it take for them to get the casualty evacuated back to a hospital, things like that? So by the time they got back to the hospital or got the casualty to a hospital, the limb was all nasty and gangrenous and just gross and, you know. So what was the cure for everything back then?
Saw it off.
Chop it off. Yeah, saw it off. So that's where a lot of that stigma came from. And Dr. John Craig, K-R-A-G-H, has done numerous studies. And one of his landmark studies was a study in Iraq where not a single limb was lost as a result of a tourniquet application over the hundreds of tourniquet applications that he studied. Now, the limb may have been lost as a result of the injury which necessitated a tourniquet, but nothing was lost as a result of the tourniquet. And, you know, you can stop a bleed with a tourniquet quickly if you have multiple casualties and you don't have time to sit there and hold pressure or pack a wound, you know, if it's a packable injury, not in a junction, you know, and make it like Oprah with tourniquets, you know, you get a tourniquet and you get a tourniquet and everybody gets a tourniquet and then come back to it later and address it and see what's happening. But yeah, tourniquet is a very simple tool to carry and most of them are fairly intuitive, you know, the cat and the softy wide. Since they've been out there for a long time, fairly intuitive tourniquets to use, and they can make a difference, huge difference. I mean, over 30,000 people a year die in the U.S. from hemorrhage that can be treated, and that's a lot of folks. There's going to be more folks dying from that than are from the coronavirus, that's for sure.
Now, tell me the figure. If you can get somebody, if you can control the breathing, or if you can keep the breathing and stop the hemorrhaging and get them to the hospital, what's the percentage of people that will survive?
If you can, this is another John Craig study, another Dr. Craig study. If you can get the bleeding stopped with a tourniquet before they go into what we call stage 2 hemorrhagic shock, that's less than 750 cc's of blood loss. That's 3/4 of a liter. Or if you like booze math, that's a fifth of Glenlivet. You know, or a bottle of red wine, you know. But if you can get the bleeding stopped before that, the survival rates were well over 90%. And that's without getting any blood back on board or anything like that. Because obviously if they've lost blood, you know, in the hospital, they're going to give them blood, because that's what they need. So you've got a very big survival, jump right there. But if you don't get the bleeding stopped and you get the bleeding stopped after they've gone into stage 2 shock, and that's about, you know, 750 to 1500 cc's of blood, their survival rate drops exponentially down to like 14%.
Right.
And that's without any kind of resuscitation, any kind of blood being brought on board or anything like that. So, and the thing is, man, people don't understand. They can lose over 1/5 of their circulating volume in less than a minute. You know, depending on where they're hit, they can lose a large amount of blood pretty quickly. And you've got about 120 seconds of free bleeding before you got 1 foot in a grave and one on an anterpeel.
Yeah.
And, so you've got, how long is the ambulance going to be to get there? You know, how long is 911 away? You know, and that's what I tell people all the time. You're it. You're your own 911. Nobody's coming to save you. So you better have the knowledge and the mindset and the training and the equipment. Because a belt and a tampon ain't going to do it.
There you go.
You know?
Coming up on the next break, if you go to darkangelmedical.com, don't go to Dark Angel, because if you go to that, you're going to go to Jessica Alba's TV show. darkangelmedical.com. The Spring Forward and Save is a 20% off sale. Use coupon code SPRING20. And if it's your first medical kit, does the Save 10 now, does that work all the time?
That works all the time. The spring 20 is working until I figure it's not working, and we'll figure something else out. But yes,
yeah.
save 10 now is all the time.
You won't believe what you find there. And if you're carrying a gun, for self-defense and you're training to shoot someone, one thing to think about is that somebody else is going to get shot maybe in that gunfight besides the, the perpetrator. You're going to want a trauma kit you can carry. And Mr. Davis has them at darkangelmedical.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Make plans this weekend to save.
Staples weekend exclusive deals mean big discounts.
Buy 2 True Red multi-purpose paper reams or 5 and 10 ream cases and get one free.
Plus, right now, save an additional 20%. You'll pay as little as $3.20 per ream.
And all 12 packs of True Red markers are only $4.99 each. At Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 3/15/20 while supplies last. Limit 3 on paper.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Kerry Davis from Dark Angel Medical. He is the Dark Angel. Let's talk training. Let's talk training. Simply, I don't know if you remember me telling you this, Kerry, but I'm gonna recount this to everybody. When I was in the military, our medical kit was a pressure bandage on our left strap of our what was referred to as our LBE. If we had somebody with a sucking chest wound, they issued us cigarettes, and we would take the plastic off of the cigarette pack and use that as a chest seal.
Yes, sir.
Everything was field expedient. So today, the IFAC, the individual first aid kit or the trauma kit or whatever it is you have or get, is chock full of technological stuff that is really good stuff. But it would behoove you to actually go out and train with that stuff, and I will tell you why. I shave my head every day. And one day I was shaving my head, and I took off about a quarter-sized piece of scalp. And it bled like I'd been shot with a shotgun at very close range. And I couldn't get it to stop. So what I did was I have Dark Angel kits, and I have one that's opened up and in my chest rig that I fold up and take with me in the ISIS welcome wagon bag. So I opened that up, and I got some quick clot. But I didn't know how to use quick clot, so I just stuck that on there. Boom, it stopped. It stopped bleeding. And then I left it on there overnight, Kerry.
Tell me how that worked out for you, Bill.
Well, then I had to rip it free, and then I started bleeding again. And then this time I had to use a temporary application of quick clot because I am a learning animal after all. But that was worse than the original injury. We're having to pull that off of there. So training with this kind of stuff, you offer training. What kind of training can people get to what level of caregiving would they be able to get to training with you?
Right on, man. Yeah, we call it everyday trauma care because we're in everyday life every day. This is not some kind of high-speed black balaclava medical ninja class. You're not going to be doing hondo rolls across the floor. You're going to learn what you need to do to give somebody another birthday, you know, to stop the bleeding, start to breathe, and treat for shock. Simple as that. Environmental injuries. We'll start you off on a crawl, walk, run approach, teaching you how the body works and the parts of the body we're going to be concentrating on, and then different injuries to that body, and then how you can fix more injuries, and then we get into the med kit, how to use that. It's 2 days of drinking from a fire hose, but it's a lot of fun, and you don't even have to have any medical knowledge. That's another big thing. People are somewhat intimidated by medical classes, simply because people tend to talk over them, and instead of talking to them, you know, they talk at them.
Right.
And so you learn a lot, and by the end of the second day, you're doing full-on rapid trauma assessments on your partner. So it's anything that anyone can do, whether regardless of skill set. I've had, you know, school teachers, construction workers, you know, computer engineers, trauma surgeons, coming through. I've had several doctors come through the class, several nurse practitioners, nurses, paramedics, EMTs. Everybody's going to take something away from that class. And most importantly, they're going to take away what I hope is a sense of empowerment and confidence, knowing that in a traumatic situation, they can truly make a difference rather than standing there with their phone in their hands going, "Oh my God, what can I do?" Because that's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And even if they can't do anything, they understand, hey, this is beyond my skill set. This is outside my scope. And at that point, if they know it's beyond their help, then hopefully that'll keep them from living with that regret that a lot of people do live with that have never gotten that training. People come out of the class with a stop the bleed certificate. And if you're a paramedic or an EMT, you'll get 16 hours of continuing education, which is a lot. For towards your national registry refresher. So we put our heart and soul into it because it literally is cheap life insurance and could literally give somebody another birthday. So I'm passionate about it, man. You got to get trained and you got to keep training. It's just like with a firearm. If you want to stay proficient with a firearm, skinning that smoke wagon every 6 months ain't going to do it. You've got to practice with it all the time to remain proficient. And so that's the reason I recommend people get training equipment, training tourniquets, because if you don't practice with your real world tourniquet, get a training tourniquet, get one of the Focus wound cubes off our website and learn how to continue wound packing and get a training bundle with the chest seals and the pressure bandage and things like that and keep doing those patient scenarios and everything that we give you in class. It's just a building block. You know, it's like a pistol 101. It's up to you to progress to that next level. So that's what we offer, man, and I get kind of passionate about it because I love it, and I love teaching people this, and I love seeing the light bulbs click on in the class and those aha moments that people have, and it's awesome, you know. It's awesome. I love doing it.
What's your carry gun nowadays?
My carry gun every day is a Sig Sauer P365 with a 12-round mag, one in the chamber, and an extra 12-round mag, and an Alex and Ryan design, A&R design holster. An extra mag pouch and it's stoked with Sig Sauer 124-grain V-Crown ammunition.
Sig has come a long way as far as the stuff that they offer besides the guns, because like I'm running a Sig Romeo optic on my AR-15 pistol. I got no complaints at all with that.
No,
I'm not in the military now, so I don't have to worry about hurting it. So.
Yeah, I tell people all that because I work for them still part time. I'm a part time instructor up there at Sig, and I say, look, it's not because I work for them. I got lucky enough to teach a class at the ammo plant, and got to tour it and talk to the guys, you know, who are in charge of making all this stuff, and it's awesome. I got lucky enough to go to the optics factory up in Oregon and teach a class up there. They're coming a long way, man. I'm gonna tell you what, their ammo and their optics, They're top notch in the ammo. I love it because it's warm. If you haven't shot any, I highly encourage you to. to check it out because it's good stuff. It's real good stuff.
I would urge everybody to go to Dark Angel Medical. Listen, this is a medical kit, and Kerry uses the very best components out there, and this might be somebody that you love that you're treating with this. So you want the best chest seal. You want the best tourniquet. You want the best gauze. You want the best of everything. And they've got a kit for everybody, every budget. They've got kits to keep in your car that you don't have to remember. They got pocket kits. They got full-on tactical trauma kits, which I carry one of those on every one of my Take That kits. So, you know, this is part and parcel of being prepared. And
absolutely.
There's nobody better at it than the Dark Angel, and that would be Kerry. But one thing I noticed, and we got about a minute here, you don't have any chest compression needles. That's probably good, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I have kits with them in there. And,
right.
And the people who are licensed providers obviously can purchase them. And
that's right.
Like that.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
You know,
I just wanted.
I mean, and yeah, it's an advanced practice skill set. So if you don't know how to use it, don't.
Right.
Because, you know, just because you stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night does not a defense make.
No.
Just because you watched it on YouTube is indefensible. So unless you know how to use it, don't buy it. Unless you're trained and certified to use it, don't buy it.
I just want to get that out of the way because somebody's going to go look at those kits and go, this guy ain't got no chest compression needle. Well, that's for a very specialized individual.
Yeah.
Those things, I've seen those put on some being administered on helicopters. Those guys got to be good. So
yeah, you got to know what you're doing or you will kill somebody with it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can go to Dark Angel Medical. You can go use code SPRING20, SPRING20, excuse me, and get 20% off. And, you know, they have, if you don't get there, they have the Save 10 now. And Kerry rewards lifesavers. If you have to use your kit, let him know. He'll hook you up. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Bill.
I'll be in touch.
All right. You sound good, brother. Take care.
Yep. DarkAngelMedical.com. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Rick Echter. It's time to go back to Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.